And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 27th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of Sylvia Plath, the poet, born Boston, 1932. Zadie Smith, born Sadie Smith in London, 1975, author of a big bestseller 10 years ago, White Teeth. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the famous lines, "Do not go gentle into that good night, rage, rage, against the dying of the light." Dylan Thomas, born Swansea, Wales, 1914. Published his first collection when he was 20 years old, married an Irish woman, lived in London, had three kids, drank a lot, went off to America on the lecture circuit, often showed up drunk at his readings where he either whispered or shouted his poems, had a deep, resonant Welsh voice, was immensely popular, and drank himself to death in New York City in 1953 while on his fourth reading tour of America. He was taken to St. Vincent's Hospital with alcoholic poisoning, told the doctor, "I've had 18 straight whiskeys, I think that's the record," and died within the week. Dylan Thomas, who wrote "Dead Men Naked, They Shall Be One, with the Man in the Wind and the West Moon, though they go mad, they shall be sane, though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again, though lovers be lost, love shall not, and death shall have no dominion." And it's the birthday of Fran Lebowitz, born in Morristown, New Jersey, 1950. Kicked out of high school for surliness, skipped college, went off to New York City, where she wrote a collection of essays, Metropolitan Life, 1978, Social Studies 3 years later. A very slow writer, Fran Lebowitz, who is still at work on a novel that was commissioned more than 20 years ago. Publishers still waiting for it. Fran Lebowitz, who said, "I have a hard time writing. I have a harder time than most because I'm lazier than most. I would have made a perfect heiress. I enjoy lounging and reading. The other problem I have is fear of writing. The act of writing puts you in confrontation with yourself, which is why I think writers assiduously avoid writing." Here's a poem for today by Ken Haida entitled "A Blessing." After 3 days of hard fishing, we lean against the truck, untying boots, removing waders. We change in silence, still feeling the rhythm of cold water lapping, thankful for that last shoal of rainbows to soothe the disappointment of missing a trophy brown. We'll take with us the communion of rod and line and beadhead nymphs, sore shoulders and wrinkled feet. A good tiredness claims us from slipping over rocks, pushing rapids, sun up to sundown, sneaking toward a target, eyes squinting, casting into winter wind. We case the rods, load our bags, and start to think about dinner. None of us wants to leave. None wants to say goodbye. Winter shadows touch the river cane. The cold is coming. We look up into a cobalt sky, and there, as if an emissary on assignment, a bald eagle floats overhead, close enough to bless us, then swiftly banks sunward and is gone. A Blessing, a poem by Ken Haida, from his collection Spare Parts, published by Mongrel Empire Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, with four sections of ideas, information, advice, and destinations designed to help get more out of the weekend. The Wall Street Journal Weekend is available at newsstands every Saturday. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.